Organic farm products are carving their own niche in Alaska's grocery markets, although getting organic certification can be a challenge. Now, organic growers, or those with aspirations to further their participation in the locally produced produce movement, can get help through the USDA's Organic Initiative Program. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Alaskans are no slouches when it comes to making the most of what nature provides. Organic farmers, like Palmer's Alex Davis, have worked hard to bring locally grown organic vegetables to city buyers.
I also raise turkeys, ducks, geese, pigs, and chickens for eggs.
Davis and a partner run an outdoor farm market stand in Anchorage 2 days a week, and he supplies restaurants too. Right now, he's selling last season's parsnips and potatoes.
I put probably 3 tons in storage for the winter of various types of potatoes. I just kind of chip away at them and sell a couple 100 pounds a week to various customers.
Soon, though, he'll be planting for the summer's haul of fresh lettuce, radishes, zucchini, and carrots, all certified organic. The federal National Organic Program sets the national rules for organic certification. Those rules are concerned with the quality of the soil that the produce is grown in. It must have 3 years free from any substances not on an approved NOP list. Alaska doesn't have its own organic certification program. There's too few small farms here interested in organic farming to justify a state program. Instead, the state has a memorandum of understanding with Washington State, and those farms that want to go organic can receive inspections and certifications through the Washington program, or they can get certification through the NOP. Now help is available for organic producers or those who want to transition into organic farming through the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service Agency's Organic Initiative. Conservationist Al White with the NRCS.
We have $338,000 available, and right now we don't have enough applications to use up all of those funds.
White says that's Alaska's share of the $50 million available nationally this year to help producers plan and put into practice conservation procedures which are in line with organic production under NRCS's Environmental Quality Incentives Program. These plans could include typical farming practices like crop rotation or pest management, as long as they are consistent with organic standards. Or they could be used to get into organic farming for the first time.
Probably the most important things under this program would be the development of an organic plan of operation for the farm, and also how and what kinds of fertilizers and soil amendments could be used in that operation and still maintain a certified organic operation.
Successful applicants could receive financial payments and technical assistance in conservation practices.
There's so much interest now, particularly in Alaska, of producing locally produced food by local farmers for local consumption. And while many of the products that are produced here and sold locally might meet organic criteria already, this program would allow folks to transition to become a certified organic producer, and that designation would allow them to advertise their product as organic, and there would be an economic advantage to be able to market it that way.
Applications can be submitted through NRCS offices or online. They are due May 20th, but White says applications will be accepted after that date for the next round of funding. I'm Ellen Lockyer.